you know, and they're going through these rickety buses.
And the things, the cages are strapped on the top.
Yes, and chickens are flying around. I thought, oh my gosh, I am on this bus. You know, and half the time, those movies, you're on those buses because at some point, part of the story is it's going to go rolling down the mountain and chickens are flying and feathers are flying. And
so, yeah, she's telling this to me that I already have issues being on enclosed space. I mean, I sat by a big open window and we were okay, but she's telling me this when I'm like, I didn't need to hear about that. But and then we're past.
You told me to talk to you.
I did.
You told me. It started up that mountain, and Holly said, talk to me. Okay, you're going to have to talk to me. Yeah, and I said, well, I think we're about four chickens short.
That's what she said, you guys. You guys.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Hey, welcome everybody to episode 97 of Designer Cornbread. We are so glad you're here and we're glad to be together with you again. Aren't we, Joni?
Yes. Absolutely. I'm not sarcastic.
No, she's sincere. We are coming back. We are back in Savannah. We have had a whirlwind, wonderful road trip travels, and so we're trying to we're trying to get back into somewhat normal life. So, you know, y'all know how that goes. So anyway.
My normal life is about to, so treadmill is one that I went, okay, I've got to get back to this. I've got to get back to, you know, you're on vacation. I've got to hit my healthy eating streak again. But I'm just going to tell you, if it quits raining, today's going to be laying in the pool.
I know, which is good. That's, you know, rest is good. Excuse me. And I mean, to kind of give a little more context, Joni has been working her little rear end off. So we went to, we'll give you some more details about stuff as we feel like, I guess, here. But we just came back really from North Carolina, from kind of the Black Mountain area, and hosted some Joni's son, John Garrett, and a few of his little counselor buddies for a night or so, and just gave them a place to rest and recoup. But Joni, so she had brought lasagna, homemade lasagna. She brought all the Oreo balls you could possibly imagine. We hit the store and got a few things and just, you know, so she's been planning and thinking and working. So now her brain is dead.
Well, we started, and if you heard our episode last week, we were in Chattanooga. So our adventure, in case you missed it, began, I had a CTE, which is Career Technical Education. It's called Summer Institute in Chattanooga. And we got to stay in the Reed House again, which is one
of
our favorites.
Love. Yes, which is always wonderful.
We packed up, we loaded up. Now, it was a whole event. So I made two lasagnas to take to John Garrett because we were leaving straight from Chattanooga to North Carolina. And so I made two lasagnas, and because that's his request, and froze them. And so we schlepped them all the way up to Chattanooga in a cooler and, you know, frozen cake and 200 Oreo balls. I made 200 Oreo balls and froze them. So everything's in this big red cooler.
The back of the convertible.
In the back of the convertible.
The back seat strapped in.
Yes, strapped in.
Lord. We were like the, I don't know what we were. Anyway.
We look like the Beverly Hillbillies in a convertible. I mean,
it's fine.
And then, so we went straight to Caleb's apartment and dropped off all the frozen stuff and stuck in his freezer. And then we went about our day. Then we got to go unload at the Reed House and take the boys and Avery to dinner that night. And then my conference started. But when it's all over, then we got to, you know, reload the whole red cooler up and drive it to North Carolina.
Right.
When we got back to Savannah, I looked at Holly and said, I don't want to see this red cooler ever
again. She did. We were about to get into town and she's like, I don't want to ever see that red cooler.
We're done. I mean, because then we had to load up everything. We got to North Carolina and we stayed in this beautiful, beautiful house.
It was beautiful.
On Minnehaha Falls. And when I tell you it was right out our back door, I mean, it was right out our back door, this beautiful waterfall and, you know, just a grand porch there so you could sit and hear the wall. I mean, it just was beautiful.
It was really beautiful. Yeah, it was.
But then we had to load up the red cooler again with all the stuff that we bought when we were in North Carolina.
But we did real well. It turned out real well because, again, then we came back through Chattanooga and stopped for the night because and just spent one night there. Sweet Avery let us stay in her apartment. And so we stayed there. And anyway, so that was wonderful. But we got to the boys again, met up with Caleb and Hudson and at their apartment and unloaded all the leftovers. So they got leftover lasagna and leftover cake. And anyway, whatever we had, we kind of just threw it at them and said, here, take this away. Yeah. We don't want it. So
I will say this. If you send your kids to summer camp, please thank their counselors.
Oh,
because, I mean, you know how tired your kids are when they come back from that 2-week session. Mm. Your counselors are going and going and going. And I'm here to tell you, these boys slept.
They slept.
Yep. I mean, I will tell you, I did not have a great visit with John Garrett. But I was glad I did it because he needed it. Mm-hmm. But they watched a movie Friday night and they did get in the hot tub. And
they did. They had a good time together, just relaxing. Time. Yeah, they did.
But I think John Garrett was asleep by 10 and he slept almost the entire day on Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exhaustion is what that is.
It is. It was nice for them just to have a place that was, you know, just comfortable when you've been at camp and it's wonderful, but it's not the most comfortable. So they were kind of back in nice beds and couches and air conditionings and it was, hopefully it blessed them and we did have some good conversations, but you know, it's hard. What they do is hard. It's tough. These are young men who are deciding that, you know, and they're not perfect and they're not doing everything right, but they're deciding to spend their summer, hanging with kids, hanging with our kids or your kids. And the dedication that takes is, I did kind of have a thought, I don't know, the other night it occurred to me. I mean, just again, being on this side of it, you know, the other perspective where our kids have been counselors and at ages of 19, 20, 21, you know, like, I'm like, we left our children with 19, 20, 21 year old people in charge of them. I had a moment. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? And I mean, you know, it's so great.
Yeah.
And they had a ball and everything, you know, works out. But I had a moment. I'm like, what are we? Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So anyway,
it's all good.
Anyway, what else did we do?
Let's see. They are some stellar young people, though, that do this. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could do a lot of different things. And again, the benefits, the pay is not, listen, they are not doing it for the money. We can all attest to that. That is not, they could have gotten a summer job somewhere else and made a lot more money. But as we know, and they know, there are many perks. The perks are the experiences that they get.
Yeah.
You know, they're out in beautiful, in the nature, in the mountains, they get to do all these crazy things. They get to be kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to be responsible, but you know, they get to let loose and be dudes and be kids. And same with the girls at the girls' camps and just have a blast and make friendships and grow spiritually. I mean, the perks are there.
The relationships that you make at camp just cannot be beat. I mean, they just, it's
and
a
how
good...
you learn and grow about yourself very, very much. So those are the perks. It's not the pay, but there are other perks. So, but we went, let's see, when we got up to, Black Mountain, we got checked into our little house and all that. Anyway, we went the next day and we went out to camp and you got to see, some of his friends and some people from camp. Yeah, and we just hung there for, before that though, you got to do your dream breakfast. Oh, y'all, she got
y'all.
It. They weren't out. I was so grateful.
Oh, y'all, it was so good. So if you're in Black Mountain, again, we talked about this last week because I'm very excited about this.
She was very excited.
I'm very excited.
Very excited.
And I cook, you know, but when somebody else cooks for you, it everything tastes better.
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So, Open Oven Bakery in Black Mountain, they have these things called Bourbon Street waffles. And you got to get a side of bacon with it. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. And she described it really detailed last week. If you want to hear all the details, but
I mean, oh, it's fantastic.
But they had them, and they were delicious. They hit the spot. We had good coffee, and we just got our day off to a good start there.
And I didn't feel bad about it because we walked around camp, and that's a lot of heels, and it was all good.
Yeah, so, it was wonderful. It was a delicious treat. So. Yeah. That was cool. Then we went out to camp for a little bit and did stuff there.
I know what happened. And most of you, y'all may be in on all of this, but we decided to go to Asheville to do a little shopping. And when we pull into Asheville, my husband calls me and he said, "Hey, y'all need to get gas in the car. Your cards may not work." This is the whole big Microsoft shutdown that
happened that morning when we were at camp. Just like,
and we were like, oh, okay. And so Holly and I are already, you know, when things start going crazy in the world, we're like, okay, we got to get to our spot.
We don't play.
We didn't really know what was going on. But we did. We went straight and we got gas and some emergency, actually, like food supplies. And
just a little bit. Just a titch.
Just in case we got in a bad situation.
Right, because you don't know. And we're like, we are stuck up here.
We're stuck.
You know.
There's no going. Yeah. But we did. So when we did get to the grocery, I was very thankful. My card did work.
Everything worked.
Which there was some question if those were all going to happen or, you know what. I know at my mom's store here, their cash register wouldn't work. Mm-hmm.
Hospitals were having terrible problems.
Hospitals could not get like medical records. And anyway, y'all, it was a whole big thing. But we were going to get, Ron even said, use your card. If your card won't work, use another card. If that won't work, then use your cash, but try to get cash back. Mm-hmm. So hold on. I just got a message. We were not able to get cash. Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get cash back they had signs all at the grocery saying, no cash back, use ATM. And I thought there was an ATM there at the store. Cause it was like, there was a little sign saying use the ATM but the printed signs on the cash register said no cash back. So we kind of asked about it and they were like, you know, yeah, there's something wrong with the bank. And we're like, okay.
Okay.
Good times in the news today.
Y'all, well, we'll just say, look, politically, you know, whatever aisle you're on, things are crazy. I mean, we've had a crazy week. So
unprecedented times that we're all in.
Yes.
And we're all in it together. You guys.
Exactly right.
We're in it together. And, you know, we haven't probably talked about since the assassination attempt and all the things, y'all know what's going on, but just for people listening back in this years later, we've had an assassination attempt and we've had President Biden deciding
pulling
not to
out
run
of the election and
you know, a month before the convention. So very unprecedented. But you know, guys, I encourage you, we are in this together. And do not be, it's so easy to be led by fear and it's so easy in the uncertainty, but we are gonna be fine. We're gonna figure this out.
God is on his throne.
Yeah. And we can stick together. And the thing is, we have the ability as the little grassroots peons, we can decide how we're going to handle this and how we're going to respond to this. And I know I'm right there with you on all this. And I'm very interested in politics. I like to follow, so it's very interesting, but, you know, I have to take a break from it a little bit and have to also just know that it's not the be all end all and that people are not to get, you know, into things, but people are pushing fear because it serves them.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So just be aware of that. And, you know, let's temper it and let's understand that we are the people of this country, all your neighbors, all our little towns, all our big cities. You know, we're what makes this country work and go. And with the Lord, but I mean, you know, we're the ones that are doing it. So we'll be all right. So it's been a week.
It has been a week. All right. So, North Carolina, we talked about camp. We went to And then we came home.
We did. We came back and yeah, I think that's all we got. Yeah, we grabbed some groceries, did gas, got back to our little spot, which was the night before when we had checked in, though, we'd gotten in the hot tub. There was a hot tub in a little hut, a little screened in little thing right by the, you know, where it the house is up on a high
bluff,
like ridge, you know, and then the waterfall and the water is obviously down in kind of the gorge right behind.
Yes.
So you're up high and you're in these trees. So it feels like you're in a treehouse.
Yes.
You know, you're surrounded by trees and you're in this like treehouse environment with this waterfall going down.
I got off track. We went up to Chimney Rock. And
well,
I know
we hadn't gotten to that yet.
We
were going in chronological order.
That's where we were. I don't know.
Did we even tell them about our incident, our ghost incident?
We did last week. Yes, we did. Yes.
Oh, we had already been at the, I forgot where we recorded from. Oh,
yes,
we did.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, it's a lot. I don't know what day it is. I wake up every, I wake up and I'm not sure where I am. This morning, I'm like, I'm not sure where I am, but
I
got it.
Well, I woke up, I am on Eastern time still. I woke up like at 4:55 and I was like, no, but I realize I'm still on Eastern time.
We're messed up. So sorry. Okay. Back at the house, dinner with the boys, wonderful, all that. Yes. And then the next day, what happened the next day?
That's when we went to Chimney Rock. Yeah, so we went up to Chimney Rock. I'd never been to Chimney Rock.
I had neither, and it was really close. When we realized that, we were like, oh, we need to run up there.
It was very close.
So it's very beautiful. It's a state, I think it's a state park. It's not a national park.
I think it's a state park.
Mm-hmm. And it is one of the places that was that movie, The Last of the Mohicans, that one of my favorite movies, actually, with Daniel Day-Lewis from years ago, was filmed. Part of it was all filmed in North Carolina and Chimney Rock and all that. So it's stunningly beautiful, this big rock outcropping. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just a beautiful big outcropping of a rock, and you can get up there and have a beautiful view, which we did. So
we did, yeah. And the lady, we're going in, it's just like, now you can walk up there, or there's an elevator. It's 500 steps. And I was like, I think we'll take the steps.
No, she's not going to tell this story right, guys. She's absolutely not going to
tell
it.
Exactly what happened.
No,
y'all.
She did say the lady was super nice and kind of explained to us what was going on, because we didn't know.
Right.
And she said, yeah, you can go up and there's 500 steps. And I just looked at Joni, because Joni is the one trying to get all her steps and all. And I said, you're going to make me go those steps, aren't you? And she kind of laughed or giggled or just nodded.
And I will say that's true. I usually,
it's true.
Like,
I mean, I wasn't,
yeah, we're doing this.
We're trying to be healthy. We're trying. So I was like, she's going to make me do those steps. And, but then she had the wisdom.
Steps are not steps. I'm just going to tell you, elevated steps are not my thing. And
we're to the point where it's not good. Yeah,
we were in Greece and there was this temple of like 660 steps or so. I am not doing 500 steps.
No, and y'all, it is a lot. Like, and again, steps are different even than just walking up like an incline, like at Klingman's Dome, which that's rough. But steps are.
I'm just saying, I'm 55 years old. I'm out on 500 steps.
Yep. So she was real smart and she said, no, we're not doing that.
10 years ago, I would have done the steps.
Yeah, we would have, and we might have died, but we would have done it. And it was pretty warm out, too. We might have died.
It was pretty hot. So,
but we were smart. Well, and we said, no, we're not doing that. So you park in the parking lot. We had to park in the lower parking lot because the upper one was full. There was a lot of people there. And then they shuttle you up. And listen, y'all, that bus.
That actually turned out to be a blessing.
I had to take a pill. That bus.
listen. There were a lot of people from a lot of different background, a lot of different cultures, right? Am I wrong? You're looking at me like, okay.
No, you're not wrong.
So you've got a lot of different, you know, people. It wasn't like we were all from, you know, the Southern United States. And so we're on there and you're crammed. I mean, you're crammed in this little seat. And this bus is going up this road around the mountain.
switchbacks.
Around, a lot of switchbacks.
Like you have to do to get up a mountain. So it's these switchbacks.
And I looked at Holly.
And these are big buses.
I said, we are about 4 chickens short of being on that Romancing the Stone bus.
And if y'all have ever seen any of those 80s movies
in like, you know, those foreign countries where mountains are, you know, and they're going through these rickety buses.
And the things, the cages are strapped on the top.
And chickens are flying around. I thought, oh my gosh, I am on this bus. You know, and half the time, those movies, you're on those buses because at some point part of the story is it's going to go rolling down the mountain and chickens are flying and feathers are flying. And
so, yeah, she's telling this to me that I already have issues being on enclosed space. I mean, I sat by a big open window and we were okay, but she's telling me this when I'm like, I didn't even hear about that.
You told me to talk to you.
I did.
It started up that mountain, and Holly said, talk to me. Okay, you're going to have to talk to me. Yeah, and I said, well, I think we're about 4 chickens short.
That's what she said, you guys. You guys. I was like, no, like, distract me. Like, tell me happy things.
But I am glad that we did not drive, that we didn't drive to that upper lot, because you are meeting, you're meeting buses, you're meeting cars, you're meeting.
Guys, our recommendation is take the shuttle.
Yeah.
Don't go up there, even if there's room up in that upper lot, because again, you're on a skinny road of all these switchbacks with giant buses running back and forth and up and down these roads. And there were several times, I mean, it was so close. Those drivers were very good. It was very close to some cars, and one Jeep had to like back up because we were making a turn. Like, just don't, just park in the lower lot.
Take the shuttle, and let the people who do it all the time drive you up there.
Eyes and sing happy Jesus songs.
But what I was going to say, what the view that I liked more in talking to the lady in the box, she said, make sure you go to the opera box. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and that was a good word, because the opera box looks down over the over Chimney Rock.
Yeah, you're
so
up a little
higher.
So
you get the whole view. I mean, the view from Chimney Rock is good, but beautiful. I thought the view from the opera box was better.
The opera box is small. You just go up a few more stairs. It's not, you know, very far, and you can see it from the Chimney Rock. It's like this little cleft in the bluff above.
Yeah.
So it's this little enclosed, like a little opera box at the opera, you know, and it's got a rail, but it's shady and it's, the wind is blowing. There's a little bench up there. It doesn't hold very many people. So you kind of have to take turns, you know, whereas unlike Chimney Rock was very busy. And I'm like, listen, here's something else I'm going to say. I'm going to need people to get out the way, taking their pictures, selfies all up. You cannot listen. This is Cranky Holly. And, sorry, not sorry. I understand we all want a picture. You and I took a picture. What, we were all the way down to the edge. We weren't blocking anybody walking anywhere. We were off to the thing. I get you want your picture. When you've got a group of 5 people standing and blocking and you're all still waiting for your other person to come over, come here, and you're gathering right in the main area that people are walking because you need to get your picture, I'm going to need you to step back. I'm going to need you to just stop.
Look, take your picture and be done.
They weren't ready. I literally, at one point, I just kind of pushed through them. I'm like, excuse me. Because I'm like, we're trying to walk down to the area that's out of the way of the people. You're in the main path. And the thing is, it's beautiful all around there. You can't take a bed.
Right.
Like, it's really pretty all around. But they were smack dab in the middle of, like, where everyone is trying to walk. And I'm like, excuse me. Coming through. I'm not waiting for y'all to take your picture with your 10 people that aren't even gathered. So that had me a little irked. I'm not going to lie about that. But it was beautiful. The opera box was beautiful. So at the bottom where you get dropped off at the shuttle, and then you have to walk up kind of this big hill to the elevator, and there's a gift shop, and there's water. You can buy water bottles, you know, you can get stuff, and there's a whole gift shop there, bathrooms. And then you go into this cave, which they dug out. What did you read about that, Joni? Did they dig that cave out to make that elevator?
In 91 days.
And this was in like 1940 something?
Yeah. I said, that would never happen today. Yeah, in 91 days, they assured them they would be done in 91 days.
Yeah, it was pretty.
And they did it.
It was pretty amazing. So you kind of walk through this cave tunnel to get to the elevator. This is the only way, besides if you want to do the stairs. And it's a small elevator, too. That's the thing. Yeah. It wasn't, I was thinking, and again, I don't do well, you guys. I was very proud of myself for getting on that elevator. I can get on elevators in normal. It's weird. Like now I can do that fine. There was a time I really struggled with it, but now I can do it fine just because of stupid anxiety and being in closed spaces. But something about when you know it's not going to stop, you know what I mean? It's just like, what's happening? How long is that going to be? How crowded am I going to be in with people? Yeah. But it really wasn't bad at all. I mean, it was smallish. There's a guy doing the elevator. It holds like 7 people. You know, you're not crammed in. I've been in ones that like you're crammed in and I'm I'm going to need to, but it was real fast and it whipped us right up to the top. And then at the top you get out and another gift shop. Of course, they ain't going to miss a chance to.
No.
Take your money. But just so you know, there's bathrooms up there. There's a whole little
food
cafe.
There
was like pizza and ice cream. And, you know, so that's kind of good to know if you're going with a family and you're not sure what's going on. So that was real fun. So we did that. And their whole little town below it, I guess that was, is that like a Chimney Rock town? I don't know what, but there's a whole...
Yes.
Below, you know, before you go up into the state park, there's a whole little section of shops and restaurants and inns and all kinds of stuff down there. So it was real cute. It's real cute. So then what did we do after that? Did we just go back to the house?
We went back. Yes. Yeah. We went to, I said, okay, I'm ready to go back to the waterfalls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were peopled out. And, we were like, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And went back and I was going to take John Garrett out for dinner, but he didn't want to go for dinner.
He was in the bed. Looking at his phone, watching a show or something in the bed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they left that evening and you and I got back in the hot tub.
We did.
And
it was so nice.
It was really nice.
It was. We cleaned everything up and you'd been doing laundry. The boys had been running laundry all weekend. And,
constantly. We did laundry the whole time.
Yeah. They really took advantage of that, which was nice. So so it got real peaceful and real quiet and we had our little dinner there and got in the hot tub and updated ourselves on all the news and went to bed.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
It was
really
good.
Exciting.
It was, you guys, listen, it was. And then the next day is Sunday, right?
Yeah. That's when we went back to Chattanooga.
We checked out, we got everything packed up, which again was a whole situation. But we packed
it
all.
Loaded the red cooler.
We loaded that red cooler back up again. And then we headed back into Asheville because the reason we had gone into Asheville the other day and we didn't get a chance to stop because we decided to, anyway, there was no parking. It was a whole situation. But you guys remember us talking about last year, there was a little shop in Black Mountain called, I'm going to get the name right, Essentials.
Yeah. Element Tree Essentials.
I cannot remember that name, you guys, to save my life. Elemental Tree Essentials.
Tree Essentials.
I'm doing great.
Well, your GPS kept calling it Elementary Tree.
I don't, yeah.
Remember we were Elementary Tree. You're on the fastest route to Elementary Tree.
I know. So they had a little shop in Black Mountain, but then when I looked them up before we came out, because that was the one thing I'm like, I want to go back there. Because if you all recall, again, many episodes ago, probably after that trip, we had bought... some wonderful, they have these lotion candles that were very unique, and interesting, kind of a specific product, but, they're candles, but they're made out of this wonderful oil and fragrance so that as they melt, you can put it on your skin. And it's really a delightful moisturizing fragrance situation. And we just loved them. And the scents that they have are just so good. I'm very particular with scents. Like if there's any weird artificial smelling, I just don't like. These are all really nice essential oils and just really good scents. So we also liked their sprays. They have linen/room/body sprays. And so I wanted to get back and load up on a few of those things. So I did. And we found a new fragrance. So I got my... Walk in the Woods, which I adore. It's very woodsy and piney, and it's just unbelievable. And then the new one we got, what was that one, Joni? The floral?
The Streets of Savannah, is going to be in my top three today.
Okay. We're going to let that roll.
That's our the streets of Savannah, y'all, it's like a gardenia and a jasmine. It is delightful.
It's white floral heaven, yes. Which is what I wanted. Yes. I was like, yeah. I hope they have a really good floral. They had some really great citrus. I mean, they had a bunch of different ones, but I wanted like the woodsy. And then I really was like, oh, I hope they have a good floral. And they did.
Need a good spring and summer kind of thing.
But, it was so good. So we had a great time. We got in there, did that, sniffed everything, sprayed ourselves down before we left the store. And then we grabbed some coffee across the street, a little coffee spot. You had a really neat drink. What did I tasted it. It was very good.
Pistachio and rose water?
Yeah, coffee? I think so.
Was it rose water? I know it was pistachio and rose something, but
I think it was rose water. Latte.
It was a delicious latte. Yeah, iced latte.
It was pretty good. Sometimes those flavors don't, you know, do a lot, but it was really tasty. So we did that. And then we hopped in the car and we headed out. We headed back to chat. So got back and we already filled you in on what we did there. We just saw the boys a few more times and rested and ate at a couple spots. I don't remember where we ate. Tupelo Honey and
we ate at the Feed Tavern.
Feed Co. Table and
feed,
Tavern.
Feed Table. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was very good. So we had
and we went to Clumpy's Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm. That we did. That was good. I'd never been there.
Yeah, Caleb bought me ice cream.
Yes, it was very sweet. So we just had a good time with the boys, and that was really nice. And then we slept, woke up. I guess then we did have lunch with the boys, and you got to go see where Caleb is working, which we got to go visit there real quickly.
Beautiful. So Caleb got a job with Croy Engineering in Chattanooga, and it used to be an old hotel lobby.
It's okay. I wondered because it was very, very pretty. Yeah.
It was gorgeous. Just absolutely beautiful.
It really was.
So, anyway,
it was nice. So she got to see his little spot and his little cube, and we met the receptionist lady, and that was nice. And then we took off for Savannah.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
And here we are.
Yep. We listened to news and we just got caught up and we got back here and crashed last night and watched, that show you had us watch. We got to watch more of that tonight.
Okay. So Ghost is a show. It's on Paramount.
And I don't have Paramount, so I certainly didn't know this, but even so, I'm not a big, what are those called? Like a sitcom.
Sitcoms.
But,
yes.
But this was really great. This was funny.
It is. It spans just all of the, it's funny. It's not scary. It's not a scary deal. It's hilarious. Just really well written, and it spans decades.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, several generations, and they throw all this humor in, and you even commented, you said, okay, if you understand, I mean, it's really very
smart.
Intellectual humor.
It's witty. It's smart. Know? It's intelligent comedy.
Mm-hmm. What they were talking about, the barber.
Well,
something,
the premise
is medical.
Before you say that, though, the premise is there's this house and it's haunted. These ghosts are there. Over the years, different people have died on this property, and then they turn into ghosts and they're there. But it's been like there's a big Viking dude. He's probably the oldest. There's a Viking.
Here's the deal. If you die, you sometimes get sucked up to you know heaven or sucked down to the belows, but sometimes you just get stuck.
Right. And I can't remember why they said you get stuck there, but
you get stuck. And you can't leave the property.
Right.
I mean, they're like on the property, so they can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in this. It's a mansion. And anyway.
But there's different time periods. There's a Viking, there's a Native American, there's the lady who owned.
Who built the
house,
mansion,
you know, later. So the Viking obviously died there way before this mansion was even there.
Right.
There's a scoutmaster from the 80s. There's
a hippie
named Flower. I mean, y'all.
A Wolf of Wall Street.
There's a woman from the 20s, a singer from the 20s.
Jazz. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're kind of, you don't know how.
Oh,
they've died. The young guy.
From the American Revolution. There's a.
Oh yeah.
Soldier.
There's a.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys, so it's all these crazy, there's a younger man who's there and they're all in these outfits that they died in. And it's like, this young man is there in like a shirt jacket, like Risky Business looking. like a shirt, jacket, a shirt, a tie, an untucked, you know, shirt and no pants. And he's got his socks and shoes. So we don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know yet how, and you find out through the shows how they passed away.
How they
you know,
died. Yeah.
They share
yeah.
that. But yeah. this young couple comes in, inherits the house, want to make it into a hotel, and then all the shenanigans ensue.
Well, and they don't know there are ghosts there and they can't see them, and the ghosts really can't use, they can't really haunt very well.
Right.
And
they're not
so
very good at it.
They don't know they're there. But the girl fell down the stairs, bonked her head, and I think was like dead for 3 minutes or something. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. because of that, she was in a coma for 2 weeks. And because of that, she can now see the ghost. And so, I mean, her coming back and all of a sudden being able to see them.
Yeah, which is such a funny premise. It sounds ridiculous, but it's so clever because she can see and hear them and her husband cannot. And so it's the whole journey of how they work out, how they're all going to get along. And like they make deals, like, because the Viking sees like the TV on with his Viking show. And he's just very excited about seeing
the magic portal. Yes.
The magic window.
Magic window. Yeah.
Is showing him his people. So his request is that he, you know, they get TV time. Like it's hilarious. And as you said, it's clever. The references they make to, what did the lady say? Something about someone got hurt.
It was something
like,
about
you're
a
not
medical
a barber.
Something, but yeah, you're not a barber.
You're not a barber.
Well, you know, and so it's, you know, if you know about that, it's hilarious. Other people who don't know that, you know, barbers used to perform
They were kind of the doctors.
And so, they were the,
what are you, a barber?
That's the whole spinny thing, the whole, you know, blue, red, white, and blue thing. It's exactly.
Yeah, the pole outside the barber.
Things,
yeah. Anyway, it's just clever like that. It's just clever little quippy one-liners. So anyway, Ghosts, Paramount. We're gonna go binge that later today after we do something productive. But so we're happy. We're back, and we're just. It's always good to get away. And thanks, you guys, for we're just sort of sharing. You know, just sort of sharing what we've been up to and. But yeah, it was really good. Do you have anything else to add? Is there anything else I left out? Or are we ready for recipe?
No, let's go with recipe.
Okay.
We have no thoughts. It's just been our trip.
It's been fun. And we hope we shared a little bit of like places for you to go, places you can check out if you're in the areas that we've mentioned. You know, hopefully those are some great spots you can check them out. So, all right, give us your recipe.
Okay.
I'm ready.
My recipe. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
While we were at the Reed House, I called Holly after because I was in meetings all day and she was just hanging around the Reed House.
I really was. I didn't leave the hotel first day. I didn't leave the hotel. I didn't. Now I had stuff to do. I went down in the lobby. I edited the podcast. I got coffee at the Starbucks there. I got up to the room and I didn't leave that hotel. Carry on. It was fantastic.
So, I'm in meetings all day and I leave and I go up to the room because I've got like, they give us a little swag bag and all that. So I've got all this stuff. I get back to the hotel and go up to the room and Holly's not there. And I called her and I said, you're in the bar, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I am.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure
I go down and Holly has ordered, she's sitting there and she has ordered these fried pimento and cheese balls.
Yes. So, I needed a little snack. I hadn't had lunch and I knew we were going to, but I was like, I just needed a little something.
So
and they were fried pimento cheese fritters.
Yeah. They're little balls. I mean, you know, ball shaped. So I have kind of scrimped around and put together, and I'm not going to say this is the official Reed House pimento and cheese, fried pimento and cheese recipe.
Right. But it's close maybe.
But I've kind of taken different things from different recipes and I've put together what I think is close.
Ooh, we're going to have to try it.
Yeah.
We should make these. Yeah.
So
okay.
I am going to tell you that I like Palmetto pimento and cheese.
It's the best.
The best.
That's
it is
the name brand.
It's the best. You can use whatever pimento and cheese that you want, but or
it
you
won't
can
be
make
as good.
Your own. But I think Palmetto pimento and cheese is the best.
Yep.
Walmart, I know, carries it. You can get it. If Kroger does not anymore, And unfortunately, that's for political reasons.
Same with Schnucks in St. Louis. Boo yeah. on you, Schnucks in St. Louis, because yeah. you carried it and now you don't. But Sam's has it, the yeah. regular. They yeah. don't have the jalapeno, but the regular yeah. is very good.
Yes. Yeah. yeah. Okay. So I'm going to use jalapeno pimento and cheese. If you don't want it that hot, you can use your regular pimento and cheese. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So then you're going to need a cup of panko breadcrumbs, a cup of flour, one egg beaten, just salt and pepper to taste. You're going to need oil to fry it in. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have an amount of oil because it really, that depends on what size pan you use.
Right, exactly.
It's going to depend on, you know, mm-hmm. all of that. So I would suggest peanut oil. I think fries better, but if you have allergies to peanuts, you can use canola oil. But you could even use olive oil if you wanted to go a healthier mm-hmm. route. But mm-hmm. that's just going to get a little expensive with that. And then you need to go find you some pepper jelly. You can get that if your grocery stores don't have, I think most of them carry it now.
I think, yeah, but, I think you probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But little gift shops that have mm-hmm. like gourmet foods, they should have some pepper
yeah,
jelly.
Yeah, like a red pepper jelly or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then if you really
want
to fancy it.
Or red pepper honey could do if you didn't have
yes,
the jelly.
Yeah. 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 Some sort of hot honey mm-hmm. would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you want to fancy it up, get a little bit of parsley or some sort of herb and just, you know, kind of sprinkle it on there. So, mm-hmm. all right. So what I'm going to tell you is you could even use like a cookie scooper, just an ice cream scooper or something to mm-hmm. round out your balls. I have a silicone muffin pan and you could use some sort of, you don't really want it to stick to your pans, but you do need to get that pimento and cheese very cold. So what I'm going to do when I make it is put it in that silicone and I'm going to put it in the freezer and just let it get really, really hard because you want it to stay hard. And then while that's hardening up, you're going to just mix your breadcrumbs, your flour together, add your salt and pepper to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are going to go ahead and coat them in the egg. You want to get that kind of wet.
Okay, the little sticky layer.
Well, I'm going to come back. Go ahead and roll them in your flour and panko, then dip them in your egg, and then I would redip it.
Yeah, that would probably be good to give a little bit of that dry, and then, okay. Yeah. So doubled, all right.
Or you could even do, actually, now that I'm thinking through this, I think I would roll them in flour, egg, and then panko.
Okay, so don't mix the flour and the panko.
No.
Keep them
now
separate.
Now that I'm thinking through this, a little bit. Yeah, I'll go back and redo my recipe there. But yeah, because I think your flour would help the pimento and cheese kind of stick together.
Stick together. Yeah, okay.
Stay sticking.
All right.
And then do your egg. And I think that panko is going to give you a nice crisp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the crunchy, crispy outside was really good.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to say to do. And then you're just going to... I would stick them back in the freezer, actually, a little bit. Mm-hmm. You could even leave them in the freezer until you're ready to. You could just pull them out as you know, if you want two or three at a time or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you're just going to fry them over like a medium high heat. I wouldn't do it up real high because it can get away
from
you.
You want to burn the outside. You want the inside to get hot and melty, you know.
Right.
Melty again.
Yeah, just
so it's been frozen.
Rotating them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And these were about the size. What kind of size would you? I know you kind of said it.
I would say like
a
golf ball size. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I was going to go.
Okay.
With that. And And that's it.
And then top it with tell them about
get your pepper jelly or your honey or whatever. And I would do a layer on your plate, put them on top of it, and then just drizzle it over the top of them.
You guys, they were really good. That sounds really good. We're going to go to Walmart today because I need to get a hair mask to moisturize this head and I need to get a facial masks for us to moisturize our faces. We've been in the convertible and the wind and then, but we can get the stuff and we'll make them, you know, tomorrow, freeze them or whatever. Okay. That'd be really fun. Okay. We'll let y'all know how that goes. That sounds amazing. They were so good, you guys.
They were so good.
Yeah. They were so good. So we'll experiment here and see how they come out. Awesome. Okay, now we're ready for your top three.
Top three.
Top three. All right. So I've already said it. I am going with the element tree streets of Savannah. I don't care. You can get the candle. You can get the spray.
I got all of it. I got the salad perfume. I got the spray. I got the candle.
So good. Yes.
I'm going to be smelling like a big old gardenia for the rest of the summer.
I just want to say that since I'm from Savannah, I just felt like that it was my duty to get.
Yeah.
To get those.
Absolutely. You have to support, even though it probably means Savannah, Georgia, but we're not.
It didn't say Savannah, Georgia.
It sure didn't. So
it said Savannah.
Mm-hmm. It did make us really happy, you guys. It was like a sign from the Lord. He was like, you need to have this. And we said, yes, Lord, who am I in my house that you should provide such a beautiful thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Number one was that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can order, you can order online. Y'all don't have to go to, if you like the floral or if you want a woodsy, beautiful, fantastic, woody cedar, like green, evergreen cedar, the walk in the woods is great. There's one called Black Mountain. There's a juniper cedar, but you can order online.
Yes.
So go get you some. Yeah. Okay.
And I will post that on our website. Okay. And then I have a Design Essentials Curl Enhancing Mousse that is almond and avocado.
Oh, we can't get enough of it. We can't get enough of the almond or the coconut.
It smells so good. So it holds my hair pretty well. Mm-hmm. Now we are in,
the height of horribleness.
Humidity.
It's horrible. I got to put a mask up on this hair.
Look like a French fried poodle.
Oh, I mean like a big dried frizz ball.
Okay. Y'all, this smells just delightful. And it
has we're somewhere and she literally goes, come smell my hair. And I'm like, I'm not going to sniff your head.
We were at the Reed house. I was like, sniff it.
Smell my hair. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. But later she had some mousse in her hand and I smelled it and it was amazing. Okay.
All right. And my next one actually is something that Joey led me to. So my dogs, Shadow, I mean, and they shed and they shed and they shed. They're awful. But Shadow is a miniature Australian shepherd, and he will let you brush him. But, I mean, I have high hair dogs.
They have a lot of thick. A dingo's is curly thick. Yes. Yeah.
And Shadow will allow you to brush him. Dingo wants no part of it. Dingo is an English shepherd, and, I mean, he wants no part of it. It is like wrestling an alligator trying to brush this dog. Mm. But Joey said, have you ever tried the grooming gloves? And I said, I have not. Now, it's still, and Dingo loves to be rubbed.
He loves to. That's what's so weird that he doesn't like to be brushed because that dog comes up, leans on you, puts his rear end, loves to be scratched on the rear end. Like he's not rear end aversive. Yeah. You know, he loves to be pet.
Yes.
And scratched.
So these worked pretty well until he realized he was being brushed.
We're just petting you.
But I still like it. Even with Shadow, they're just really, and these are like neoprene gloves that, you just stick it on and you just rub the dog and it's brushing them at the same time.
Sometimes those brushes can be too much or like you said, they get to see them and they're like, oh, I don't, want that. Okay, good. Yeah. So I didn't know you had tried those yet. Okay.
I did. Excellent. And I got a big purple pair. Makes me very happy.
Purple pair of gloves to do the dog. Okay. I love that. Well, thank you, Joey. That was a good recommendation. Awesome. Well, that is a very good top three. I love all those things. We are going to go now and finish getting dressed and ready. And then I don't know what. I guess we'll go. We're going to go hit the Walmart. Don't be scared. I'll be with you.
We may get in the pool for a little bit.
I'm
before
dressed.
The other rain.
I don't want to, I thought we were getting dressed. Okay. Obviously we have to have a conference. She just doesn't want to go to Walmart, you guys. She won't let me dye her eyebrows. She won't let me get her face shavers. Y'all know about shaving your face, right? Everyone out there knows that that's what you should be doing. It's called dermaplaning. If that makes you feel any better, we'll talk more about it later. She won't do none of the things. So that's where it is. We're just gonna get facial masks and put some moisture back up in our faces.
In the hair.
In our heads. Okay, guys. Hope you are having a great week. Hope everything's going wonderful as you're going through your summer. And we look forward to being back with you again next week for another thrilling episode of Designer Cornbread. Until then, goodbye, Cornbread.
See ya, corn dip.
Colorado. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, are you okay?
I just got off the treadmill.
I know, but
it was a lot.
You look like you were dead.
Coming off vacation, I am dead.
I am dead, as a matter of fact.
It's been a week.
Listen, yes, you're right. We walked. We kind of. Not really. Okay.
It's been a week. It's been a week, but I'm back on track.